It's Tuesday, the 10th of April. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. It's been more than 3 years since the Aggie baseball team has been ranked as high as second in any respected baseball poll after last weekend's sweep of Oklahoma. Coupled with sweeps suffered by previous number one Florida and number three North Carolina, the Aggies are ranked second by the College Baseball Writers Poll and the Baseball America Poll, both second behind new number one Florida State. USA Today Coaches Poll ranks A&M third in the nation. Of course, they won't be wearing that on their sleeve tonight or this weekend when they head into a string of four more games. Tonight, they'll host 20-12 UT Arlington at 6:35 at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, and then it's off for their first Big 12 Road Series when they play at Lawrence this weekend. Coach Rob Childress looking forward to another week of baseball.
You know, it'll be a new week. UTA's played really well. They beat every Big 12 team they played so far, and then we'll have a tough test up in Lawrence this weekend with KU being at home and, you know, needing wins.
Freshman right-hander Gandy Stubblefield will get a second straight Tuesday night pitching start for the Aggies. We'll be on the air with the game tonight on 1620 at 6:05. Texag's Logan Lee reported it first yesterday, and A&M confirmed it last night on their website that Aggie Chris Middleton has put his name in the NBA draft and will skip his senior season. Middleton battled knee injury this season and played in just 20 of the Aggies' 32 games, missing a stretch of seven non-conference games and later five Big 12 games. He averaged 13 points and five rebounds. Middleton is one of 29 college players who have declared early. They include Baylor's Perry Jones III and Kansas's Thomas Robinson, who both declared yesterday. The draft is on June the 28th. High school soccer tonight has the Consol girls playing McKinney Boyd in the regional quarterfinals at Corsicana Stadium at 6. The Lady Tigers are 19-5-1. Boyd is 21-1-2. Consol advance with 1-0 shutouts of Garland and North Mesquite. The Bryan Vikings host the Consol Tigers tonight in a baseball edition of the Crosstown Showdown. The Tigers and Vikes are tied for the district lead, first pitch at 7. In softball, Bryan hosts Temple, Consol hosts Coppers Cove, and Rudder hosts Hendrickson, all those games at 7. Aggie softball team will play the second of three games with the Baylor Bears tonight at 6:30 in Waco. The Aggies won the first game at College Station 6-1 on March the 28th. They'll play game three at A&M on April the 24th. Well, could there be a pedal or two falling off the rose of Baylor's athletic success this year? Yesterday, it was reported that there's still an ongoing NCAA investigation into rules violations involving the Bears' men's and women's basketball programs. Baylor is coming off a season that produced 70 total wins, 30 by the men and a trip to the Elite Eight, and 40 by the undefeated national champion women's team. According to the story first reported by ESPN.com, the investigation is of Baylor's alleged more than 1,200 impermissible phone and text contacts with recruits over a 2.5-year span starting in 2008. The investigation includes the nature and the number of contacts with then Houston All-America high school player Brittany Griner and her family. The report says that there were 738 impermissible text messages and 528 impermissible phone calls. And Yu Darvish overcame a rocky start and got a big boost from a powerful Texas lineup, winning his much-anticipated Major League debut in the Rangers' 11-5 victory over Seattle yesterday. Houston Astros have won three in a row. They beat the Atlanta Braves 8-3. Olympic diving champion Mark Lindsay has died at the age of 43 in Greenville, North Carolina. Lindsay's alma mater, Indiana University, made the announcement Monday. Lindsay's hometown newspaper, the Freelance Star in Fredericksburg, Virginia, said that Lindsay had been hospitalized for 2 weeks after suffering fainting spells. Lindsay won the 3-meter springboard at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. 4 years later, he came out of a brief retirement and won the bronze medal at the 96 Atlanta Games. And Miami Marlins manager Ozzie Guillen will use today's off day to travel from Philadelphia back home to Miami, where he will apologize again for telling a magazine that he loves Fidel Castro. Guillen told Time magazine he loves the Cuban leader and respects him for staying in power so long. The manager said before today's game with the Phillies that he had sleepless nights because of comments and wanted to make amends. At least two officials in Miami said Guillen should be fired. The chairman of the Florida Hispanic Legislative Caucus called for punitive measures against him. Guillen apologized over the weekend after the story broke last week. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com.